वर्स नंबर 23 ओम तत्सदिति निर्देशो ब्राह्मणस्त्रिविदा स्मृता ब्राह्मणास् ब्राह्मणास्तेन वेदाश्च यज्ञश्च विहिता पुरा Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Translation. From the beginning of creation, the three words Om Tat Sat were used to indicate the Supreme Absolute Truth. These three symbolic representations were used by Brahmanas while chanting the hymns of the Vedas and during the sacrifices for the satisfaction of the Supreme. Purport. It has been explained that penance, sacrifice, charity, and foods are divided into three categories: the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. But whether first class, second class, or third class, they are all conditioned, contaminated by material modes of nature. When they are aimed at the Supreme, Om Tat Sat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Eternal, they become means for spiritual elevation. In the scriptural injunctions, such an objective is indicated. These three words, Om Tat Sat, particularly indicate the Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead. In the Vedic hymns, the word Om is always found. One who acts without following the regulations of the scriptures will not attain the absolute truth. He will get some temporary result, but not the ultimate end of life. The conclusion is that the performance of charity, sacrifice, and penance must be done in the mode of goodness. Performed in mode of passion and ignorance, they are certainly inferior in quality. The three words Om Tat Sat are uttered in conjunction with the holy name of the Supreme Lord. Example, Om Tad Vishnu in Rigveda. Whenever a Vedic hymn or holy name of the Supreme Lord is uttered, Om is added. This is the indication of Vedic literature. These three words are taken from the Vedic hymns, Om Iti Etat Brahmano Nedishtham Naam, Rigved, indicates the first goal. Then Tattvamasi from Chandogya Upanishad indicates the second goal, and Sadeva Saumya indicates the third goal. Combined, they become Om Tat Sat. Formally, when Brahma, the first created living entity, performed sacrifices, he indicated by these three words the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the same principle has always been followed by disciplic succession. So this hymn has great significance. Bhagavad Gita recommends, therefore, that any work done should be done for Om Tat Sat or for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one performs penance, charity, and sacrifice with these three words, he is acting in Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is a scientific execution of transcendental activities which enables one to return home back to Godhead. There is no loss of energy in acting in such a transcendental way. So, I'll try to speak something from what I have heard from my spiritual masters and from the Vaishnavas. While preparing for this shloka, I was just going through the entire chapter, what Lord Krishna is speaking in this chapter, Divisions of Faith. So it is just by, while it crossed my mind that The question that Arjuna is asking in the first verse, that is, like, if we just carefully think, it is very much relevant. Of course, every shloka of Bhagavad Gita is relevant to us, only we have to understand it in the true spirit. So here we can see Arjuna is asking the question, O Krishna, what is the situation of those who do not follow the principles of scriptures but worship according to their own imagination? Are they in goodness, in passion, or in ignorance? So you can just think the situation of the world today, especially here we can see in our own lives, in our previous lives, that how, what kind of so-called spiritual activities we used to do. Like, do we actually used to refer to some scripture, or we used to just, you know, we used to just do it like without putting much of our intelligence. Whatever we told without questioning, we'll just do. Okay, go and break a coconut in a temple of Lord Shiva or Durga or even Lord Krishna. But we never actually wanted to know why we are doing these activities. In fact, we can say that Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki Jai. We can say that for every other work that we do, we apply our intelligence. Like, if we want to do any activity, for example, even take the case of education. Our education, we carefully think what field we want to go, we want to pursue, and we try to bargain the best. We try to put our full energy. But and any activity. But in case of spiritual life, we are just, because we are not seeing any immediate benefit, in the sense, we don't, like, if we study nicely, then we get good marks and then we get good job. Or if we perform well in some kind of, in our workplace, in office, then we get promotion, we get higher pay, or we get more fame. If we do some social welfare activity, people will recognize us. But when we perform any spiritual activity, there is nothing, like, you don't see anything perceivable, anything gross. It's all like, it you feel that it's only in the feelings, it's, that's all. Like, nothing you can see immediate benefit. The benefit of performing spiritual activities after this life, if you perform it perfectly, you may go back home, back to Godhead. But you have not seen what is a spiritual world. You have to just, you have just heard that it happens like that. So the thing is that if we study the scriptures properly, then intellectually, when we are convinced, then we are able to perform it with conviction. So we can just see that this question that Arjuna is asking is very much relevant to us, because today's world, people are just performing the same thing. What is the destiny? What is the kind of worship? Like, if it is not, what is the benefit of performing such kind of worship if it is not according to scriptures? So Lord Krishna is describing clearly, like, what is the effect of different kind of penances in different modes, goodness, passion, ignorance. What is the effect of sacrifice, worship? What is the effect of charity in the three modes? And what are the consciousness of the performer? So by the end, here in the 22nd shloka, it becomes very clear for the reader that obviously, if an activity is performed in the mode of goodness, then it is a work in the higher nature. But in the other, these activities, when conducted in mode of passion and ignorance, it is much, much diluted. And Krishna delineates everything, and now there is a kind of turn in the conversation. Like Krishna is then coming to the real point now. This is the last section of the 17th chapter. So Krishna is telling from this point that, like, Krishna is making the point, like, all these activities, he is bringing out this point, that all these activities, only if it is performed keeping Krishna as the center, that is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the center, then there is some benefit. Otherwise, even if you perform activity in the mode of goodness, it may be of higher nature, but ultimately no use. Because you can just, I can give you an example. If suppose you are handcuffed, so what difference will it make if you are handcuffed with a golden chain or a silver chain or an iron chain? No. Ultimately you are imprisoned. You are imprisoned and you are not having any freedom. So whether it is golden, silver or iron doesn't make any difference. You are imprisoned. That's all. So similarly, this work that you perform, it can be categorized as first class activity, second class activity or third class activity. But ultimately it will lead you, such kind of the results of such work will lead you to something in the prison house only. This entire world is a prison house. So you have to come out of this prison house, and that is what Krishna is explaining in this verse. And Prabhupada says that any kind of work has to be performed for the Supreme Lord, for Om Tat Sat. And when one performs penance, charity and sacrifice with these three words, he is acting in Krishna consciousness. So, and Krishna consciousness is a scientific process, execution of transcendental activities, which enables one to return home, back to Godhead. So in different scriptures, at different times, different leaders, different spiritual leaders have come and again explained. The Supreme Lord personally, he comes, he teaches these great teachings. So the thing is that only that you have to put our heart into learning these scriptures. These scriptures, like when Krishna speaks, it's a revolutionary thing that Krishna speaks. Like for Krishna says that, like when Arjuna previously asks, what kind of is renunciation better, or you know, working in Krishna consciousness, karma yoga is better. So Krishna, you know, just says that what is the use of renunciation if that person who is trying for renunciation is completely attached to material objects, his mind is dwelling on sense gratification. What is the use of such kind of external renunciation? So it is a like very revolutionary statement. Even Jesus Christ in the Bible, he says, like, what profiteth a man if he has gained the entire world but lost his soul? So these are things which we can delve deeply into. And Krishna is literally, like in the previous shlokas, Krishna is kind of bargaining and helping the conditioned soul to come to Krishna consciousness. That is, you can see one verse in 12th chapter. Krishna is giving the different levels of devotional service. So first, 12th chapter, 8th verse, Krishna is saying, Mayeva mana adatsva, mai buddhim niveshaya, nivasishyasi mayeva, ata urdhvam na samshaya. Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always without doubt. And then next verse, Krishna is telling, My dear Arjun, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. So you can see that initially, like the previous sloka, Krishna is telling, no, just always engage in thoughts of me, meditate in me, offer your services to me, offer by mind, intelligence, ego, just surrender unto him and live always in him. And this is the highest. And next verse, Krishna is telling that if you cannot do this, if you cannot always fix your mind in Krishna, that means 24 hours thinking of Krishna, just like in Bhagavatam, we know of Ambarish Maharaj. He was always engaged in serving the Lord, either the hearing of the Lord, going to the temple, offering services to the Lord. And whatever activities he was doing it for the Lord. So he was 100% offering his body, mind and soul to Lord Krishna. But if that is not possible, then try to practice it. In the sense, follow regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. So right now, we can see that we are not in a stage of always 24 hours. We are, it is just like a stage where you can see in this material world, when a boyfriend is in love with a girlfriend, they both of them are, continuously, even though they are separate, they may be separate in their own houses, their own places, but they are always, strongly bound in the mind. In the mind, they are always thinking of each other. So if that is not possible for us with respect to the Supreme Lord, so we have yet not developed a relationship with the Supreme Lord. We have heard of the Supreme Lord, but we have not developed a relation, sambandha. So we are trying to bring in that relationship. That is the process of Bhakti Yoga. That is what Srila Prabhupada has taught all of us. Because of that, we are getting the advantage of trying to understand Bhagavad Gita. So regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga is just like what we are doing. We are trying to chant the holy names of the Lord as attentively as possible. We have to fix our mind. We have to force our mind to pay attention. It doesn't come automatically. If you are at the highest stage of love, then you don't have to force. Every time you are in remembrance of the Supreme Lord. So we are now practicing 16 rounds. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then we follow certain do's and don'ts, certain regulative principles. So that is we do not eat meat, fish or eggs. No intoxication, no gambling and no illicit sex. Of course, this is already great souls. They don't have to be told all these things. You don't find this in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna telling this to Arjuna. So this is for regulating our own lives in a positive way to Krishna consciousness. And then following some positive rules associating with devotees, reading literatures related to Krishna consciousness, chanting the holy names, and trying to detach ourselves from that which is not conducive for devotional service. Then further, Krishna still goes ahead. If you are still not able to follow even this, this is rigid rules and regulations, too tough, not everyone can practice this. So, Krishna is further giving a concession. Krishna is saying, this is a 10th shloka of the 12th chapter. If you cannot practice the regulations of Bhakti Yoga, then just try to work for me, because by working for me, you will come to a perfect stage. So someone may not be able to chant 16 rounds, may not be able to devote so much time, may still have certain conditionings, cannot follow the regulative principles, very hard, too heavy conditionings. So what can he do? He can still work for Krishna, like any kind of endeavor in this world, like we are building many temples, we are conducting so many festivals, and we are distributing free prasadam. But for distributing free prasadam, someone has to offer, you know, his money. So he can offer his money, he can offer his time, he can coordinate certain projects, certain activities. Like for example, in this temple we have the midday meal program. So he can help in that program either by giving his money or by, you know, giving his, like actually doing some work, active work in that. So, and then finally, even like certain people, they'll not be even able to directly involve themselves even in this kind of activity. They cannot directly help the Krishna consciousness movement. Maybe they are having certain restrictions at home or their community. So in that case, still Krishna says, next shloka, if however you are unable to work in this consciousness of me, then try to act giving up all results of your work and try to be self-situated. So, like trying to develop a mood of detachment, like you are earning so much money, okay, let me give this much percentage of my money for some social welfare activity, like some kind of charity work outside, like so this kind of work will like give a sense of like the, like if a person doesn't distribute his wealth in a proper way outside, then he will have this hoarding mentality, and the selfish mentality will further increase and it will just creep in. So at least let him start giving his wealth, giving whatever he has, giving his time to some other activity, like if not Krishna consciousness, something else. So then maybe at certain stage in the future, he may, you know, like be able to directly involve in the Krishna consciousness movement. Okay. Or some other kind of spiritual movement. So I was just thinking that even the last option, you know, seems to be like quite demanding, like Krishna is demanding too much, like you have to give off your wealth and all these things. But Krishna also came in the age of Kali as Lord Chaitanya, and he gave a very easy process, just chant the holy names of the Lord, and that is the medicine, you know, that medicine will act on you. So Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't, you know, enforce any kind of rules. Like Lord Krishna has demanded many things, like he has demanded do such things and then I will reciprocate. Okay, but Lord Chaitanya is just asking us, and Lord Nityananda, they are just asking us to just chant the holy names sincerely and submissively. And just by chanting holy names, this will, you know, clean our hearts of all the bad things. So they are like, in this incarnation, the Lord doesn't lift any weapon. He has just mercifully given us the shelter of his own lotus feet. That is, the Lord in the age of Kali incarnates in the holy name. If you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then the Lord is actually present. Only that we are We may not actually see him with our eyes, but the thing is, like, the proof of the pudding is in eating. Like George Harrison said, unless you eat the pudding, you eat the cake, you don't understand that it is very sweet. Or say, if a person has not seen Rasgulla in his entire life, and you are offering him Rasgulla, and he says that, oh no, no, this doesn't look good. It looks fermented, decayed. So therefore I won't take. But you just take one bite of Rasgulla, and then you'll understand that it is very tasty. So I'm not just exactly saying that the moment you chant Hare Krishna, you'll, you know, become ecstatic. But the thing is, look at the medicine. Try with the medicine. We are to just take the dose, you know, regularly in a sincere way. And if we take the dose, we can experience a difference in our life. So we have all experienced it. Like, how was our life in the past, and how much what are we right now? How much we find a difference in our own consciousness? How much it has helped us in our own mind in tackling with even our material problems? So this is a very sweet method of worship. Just give whatever time. You may not be able to give 2 hours right now, but start with, you know, one round of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which will take only like 10 minutes or so. And then you can slowly, gradually see the experience in your life, how much it has transformed your life. And how it is working in your life is also explained in the Bhagavatam. Like Krishna in Bhagavatam, it is said, Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantasta Abhadrani Vidhunoti Suhrut Satam. Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So, Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna. When Krishna is situated in the heart of every living entity, and when he sees his own glories, that this person, he is interested in hearing my own glories, Krishna is thinking. So then what Krishna does is, Krishna cleanses the desire for material enjoyment in the heart. So all of us have a desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. All of us wants to, you know, become the Lord of the universe. So this kind of desire, you know, Krishna gradually cleanses. And next, what happens is, Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. So all nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, almost all the inauspicious things in our heart, abhadra, is being nullified, almost nullified. By what kind of activity if we do? By nityam bhagavata seva, by constantly hearing, every day regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or also by regularly serving the devotees. So there are two types of Bhagavats. One is the book Bhagavatam and one is the person Bhagavatam. By serving these two Bhagavatams, we'll get loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised in the transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. All that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Then further, what happens? तदा रजस्तमो भाव काम लोभादयश्चये चेतयते रनाविद्धं स्थितं सत्वे प्रसिद्धति. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as a master. So it is like we can just logically think that all Indians know that we are not the body, we are the soul. It's like even a rickshawala in India knows that you are the soul, you are not this body. Because you can see that this body is always changing. You know, like the present body that we have, 10 years ago we had some totally different body. In childhood, we had a completely different body. So, we are not this body. We are the person who is living, residing in this body. So, if we are not this body, then what is the point in investing all 24 hours, 365, 7 days, 365 days in a year for the body alone? It is better that we at least start giving some time for the soul. What the soul wants. Prabhupada says that you have given so much of your time and energy to the body. If you start giving time to the soul, that is what is the requirement of the soul. Just like Prabhupada gives the analogy of the car and the driver. Now, for the car, the food is a petrol or diesel. And for the driver, the food is, dal, roti, sabji, chapati. All this is the food for the driver. So we just keep on, taking care of the car, but we don't take care of the soul, the driver, then what happens? The driver will just die. So we have to take care of our own selfish interest, that is the soul, and try to practice this spiritual life as earnestly as possible, as the Lord wants. And just by taking small steps from our side, we'll get the conviction, we'll get more conviction by reading the scriptures. Like in the fourth chapter, there is one verse where Krishna says that any kind of activity, when it is performed in knowledge, then it has more benefit. Like instead of just ritualistically doing something, you perform that same activity in knowledge, then it has more benefit. So, this is for my own self, so that I may read Srila Prabhupada's books with more interest and with more with an open mind, with a mood that the Lord is speaking to us. This is actually the Lord is directly speaking. And if you see it, like, it is very clear statements. Whatever the Lord says is very clear to us. Only that we have to just open our eyes and ears and just try to understand what the Lord wants to say. Okay, Hare Krishna. If there is any comments or questions. Hare Krishna, Granth Raj, Srimad Bhagavata Gita Ki Jai.